I see. He didn't seem displeased. You let me worry about the space lawyer aspects of it, son. But that's an order. You are technically not an MI, but the MI hasn't forgotten you. The MI never forgets its own, no matter where they are. If you are struck dead this instant, you will be cremated as Second Lieutenant Juan Rico, Mobile Infantry of... Colonel Nielsen stopped. Miss Kendrick, what was Mr. Rico's ship?
The Roger Young.
Thank you. He added, in and of TFCT Roger Young, assigned to Mobile Combat Team 2nd Platoon of George Company, 3rd Regiment, 1st Division MI, the Roughnecks.
He recited with relish, not consulting anything once he had been reminded of my ship.
A good outfit, Mr. Rico, proud and nasty. Your final orders go back to them for taps, and that's the way your name would read in Memorial Hall. That's why we always commission a dead cadet, son, so we can send him home to his mates.
I felt a surge of relief and homesickness and missed a few words.
Lip buttoned while I talk. We'll have you back in the MI where you belong. You must be temporary officers for your apprentice crews because there's no room for deadheads in a combat drop. You'll fight and take orders and give orders, legal orders, because you will hold rank and be ordered to serve in that team. That makes any order you give in carrying out your assigned duties as binding as one signed by the CNC. Even more, the commandant went on. Once you are in line of command, you must be ready instantly to assume higher command. If you are in a one-platoon team, quite likely in the present state of the war, and you are assistant platoon leader when your platoon leader buys it, then you are it.
He shook his head.
Not acting platoon leader, not a cadet leading a drill, not a junior officer under instruction. Suddenly, you are the old man, the boss, commanding officer present, and you discover with a sickening shock that fellow human beings are depending on you alone to tell them what to do, how to fight, how to complete the mission and get out alive. They wait for the sure voice of command, while seconds trickle away, and it's up to you to be that voice, make decisions, give the right orders. And not only the right ones, but in a calm, unworried tone. Because it's a cinch, gentlemen, that your team is in trouble, bad trouble. And a strange voice with panic in it can turn the best combat team in the galaxy into a leaderless, lawless, fear-crazed mob.